little ledge, you'll find boxes of pens, which we are starting to organise now. And you can hand them along, so you've all got a pen. We're going to be hearing from Rick Warren today during this. And so it's all go. Now, does anyone need the notes, the yellow notes? Put your hands up, please. All got yellow notes. Michael, would you go and get a pile of the yellow notes, please? We will take questions as well during this session, if people have questions that they want answered. Now, first of all, we need to get some idea as to who has a copy of the Purpose-Driven Life. Please put up your hand so that we know that we don't have to get too many. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Probably 20 total, okay. We've got 50 ordered from Australia, and they'll be here this week, and they'll be available for free to those that want them. So that's good. So if you turn, please, to the front page of the notes there. Now, here he is. Anyone need a... Yeah, there we are. He's very good, this boy. He can run. It'll be a semi-formal session, this. Anyone else need them over the other side? Maybe, Stephen, you can come teach us that song while we're waiting. Here he comes. Anyone else? Okay, that's good. So you can see by your notes now that we're going to hoe into this at Rosedale. This is just called Introduction 1. There will be another introduction next week to take us another step of the journey. And the question is, what on earth are we here for? For example, why has God placed us on this earth, is the question. And then you'll see a to-do list. So would you please, right now, fill in on that to-do list some things you've got to do tomorrow. Away you go. Things you have to do tomorrow. Those people coming in, did you happen to get yourself a yellow sheet? Yes. He's pinched mine, yeah. Okay. Anyone else? Thank you, Dean, for giving out the pens and pencils. That's good. Okay, Grant, what's the first thing you got down there?
Wake up.
Hello, Cindy Russell. What's the first thing you got down there?
Paperwork.
Paperwork. Okay. Lots of it. Okay. Chalmers, what do you got down there?
Lift the carpet.
Are you still doing the kitchen? Okay. Anyone else like to volunteer? Well, I got David Wiseman. Do you? Okay. Well, that is just great. Yeah. All right. So you got to do that. That's for the tomorrows. You see. Now the point is, can we balance what we're doing with the glory of God, which is our theme up here? You see. Can he trim the hedge somehow to the glory of God? Can Cindy get through all her paperwork? Where does the glory of God fit into the program that we're going to have tomorrow? Busy or not busy? And we're going to listen to Rick Warren shortly and listen to a lovely solo. And he encourages us to listen, to read, to participate, and to memorize. And on the right-hand side there, you can just make notes as you want to. And then as he goes through with his talk, he asks you to underline, to circle, and to do things with these particular scriptures. So you need to have your pen ready just to do what he wants you to do. So we're going to start off with his introduction, then a solo, and then some more of the teaching from him. And we'll finish in good time for some further questions, if you've got any, and a cup of tea and coffee together. So we'll hope that this is going to go okay on the... We're having a bit of trouble. I'm ready when you are, Ivan.
Read every single story. I can't answer every email I get, but I do read every one of the stories. Now, as I close this introduction, I want to point out that every journey begins with a first step. It begins with a commitment, a decision to participate. You know, the average American will live 25,550 days. 25,550 days. That's how long you're going to live if you're typical. Now, don't you think it would be wise to commit 40 of those days to figuring out what God wants you to do with the rest of those days? I think so. So here's what I'm asking you to do. Lay aside or postpone as many of activities as you can during the next 40 days so that you can completely concentrate on discovering God's purpose for your life. Nothing is more important than that, and it's going to pay great dividends for the rest of your life. So if you can cut anything out during the next 40 days, do so you can focus on the message and the daily reading and the weekly small group Bible study. We're going to open this simulcast with a song from the Purpose Driven Life album.